Let them walk. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Hey, bring them on, bring them on. This great audience is on their feet. They want to see you. You bring them. All right, riders, take that deep seat. Call on your big horses. Enjoy them at a run and walk. Let them walk on.
Well, that's part of a tradition going back to 1939 as the 72nd Annual Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration is underway in Shelbyville. In his third year as CEO, Dr. Doyle Meadows says they couldn't have ordered better weather for the celebration, and it's showing economically with the number of folks interested in the walking horse phenomenon.
The thing that's important is that we've got over 3,200 entries that we're going to be showing between now and Saturday night and the last Saturday night before Labor Day and crown another world grand champion. So we're excited about that, over 1,700 horses. And you know that horses are not only important to animal agriculture, but to the economic well-being of this state. You know, we're going to put something in just direct spending, something in the $35 million range in the Middle Tennessee and subsequently state coffers.
Dr. Meadows says while the market for horses in general has declined in recent years, there's still an obvious attraction for the Tennessee walking horse, the only horse named after a state.
The fan base is unparalleled in the horse business. You know, the number of people, we're going to have 200,000 people that are going to be coming to the celebration this year. You just don't have that in horse shows anymore. I think a lot of people have experienced declines, whether it's NASCAR or baseball games or whatever, and we're real fortunate, I think, that we've been able to, at least the last couple of years, to at least kind of maintain where we are.
And still tickets available for the celebration. A great experience to see firsthand these beautiful animals in the show ring. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.